Last week, you recall, I caught up with Tom Carrigan to find out what was happening with the Northwest Mining Bucking Bull Futurity. We're just catching up this morning to see how it all turned out at White Park last Saturday. Tom, are you well?
Yeah, I am, Bear. Thank you.
That's the way. Now, you were raising funds for Where There's a Will and also the Heart Foundation. How much money did you end up raising?
Well, we raised $11,000 in total, Bear, and $8,000 of that will go to Where There's a Will and $3,000 going to the Kids Heart Foundation.
That is fantastic. And a good, no major injuries out of the events on the day?
No, there might have been a couple of guys get a little bit slightly bruised, but nothing major, mate, no.
Par for the course in that game, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think if they go home without a bruise or a bump, I think they've done pretty well.
So who won on the day?
In our bull classes, we had Schultz Bucking Bulls from Gloucester. They cleaned up there pretty well in the Heifer Derby and the Classic event. And then T&R Bucking Bulls from down Maitland way there, they won the Futurity. And one of our bulls, a scone bull from the Dalmore Kickers Club, it won the yearling event. So it went well in the bull events. And then we had Cody Heffernan from Singleton take out the Classic bull riding event. And then young Chris Wilson won the charity shootout, which in that particular auction himself made $4,300, and another local bull rider from Musselbrook, Luke Parkinson, making $4,000 for charity. So,
well done.
Yeah, no, it was an outstanding day, Bear, and I just once again just want to thank our sponsors. Without them, as you know, like, these events don't happen, and I just want to thank the community for coming down and supporting us. Like, we had a really good roll up there, and I think there's a lot of kids there enjoying it from the you know, all the kids' screams and that I heard when the bulls were running around the arena and that. I think everyone had a bit of fun.
Mate, it's a great local event, and look, I think more than anything else, everyone around the Hunter likes to come together for a really good cause, and they love their bucking bulls, so it's a great combination. Are we going to see it coming back again next year?
Mate, I think next year is going to be back bigger and better. We're growing every year, and yeah, I'm looking forward to next year already.
Well, when a good event goes off, it means there's plenty of preparation, so I'm sure you'll get stuck into it pretty soon, Tom.
Yeah, no, we're going to start prepping pretty much straight away, and yeah, hopefully bigger and better next year.
Fantastic work. That's Tom Carrigan talking about the Northwest Mining Bucking Bull Futurity from last weekend at White Park. Tom, as always, thanks for your time, mate.
Yeah, and thanks, Ben, and thanks to you guys for having us on and help getting our van out there on the air, mate. Thank you.